You're listening to Off Topic number 240. If you hear something you'd like to see from this episode, visit first.roosterteeth.com.
Hey there! RTTV is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Your data is your business. Protect it at expressvpn.com/RTTV. Welcome to Off Topic. I'm your host, Michael Jones, they call me. Joining me this week, we've got Ryan, we've got Alfredo, and we had Lindsay. I don't know what happened to
her. That's why I was confused.
She must have disappeared. Her 1 second ago. She's also on the show, just not on this call anymore.
Well, that's what we thought.
Nah,
I'll get him last second.
We're live.
Last minute switch.
If you're watching us right now going, are they live? We are. Except if you're watching this in the future, then we're not. Mm-hmm. But if it's July 2nd, around 2:30 Central, around, you know, we weren't late this time. There's some tech issues. Then we are live and you're watching RTTV. You can join us in the chat, create a free Rooster Teeth account, and then you can just type away in the chat. And that's that.
Or is it pre-recorded?
I wonder what happened to Lindsay. I feel like I should go check.
Yeah, I'm not talking anymore. Hello?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's a mystery.
That's different.
That's something.
Yep.
All your base are...
How are you, gentlemen?
Wow, they had that ready to go, huh?
This is a Lindsay thing.
All your base are belong to us.
Could you hear that, Ryan?
I could. I actually heard that.
Okay, that's cool. Because you lose a lot of it if you couldn't hear it.
Okay. I was something in my throat. It was a weird, like, audio video issue. I was in the wrong input or something.
I'm confused. Because at first I thought it seemed too put together to be last second. Very weird.
It was clearly orchestrated and also very strange, which is really just the hallmarks of a Lindsay Jones moment.
This is just my way of saying everyone should check out this just internet because we just talked about all your base are belong to us. And now all your base are belong to me. Welcome to Off Topic. I'm Lindsay Jones.
So weird.
Hello.
You had an intro. You just weren't here.
Yeah, it's true. Go watch Technical Difficulties, too, because that sort of came up in that as well.
Ryan, I watched you zoom in on yourself.
I did. I zoomed in a little bit because I felt like everybody else had bigger heads and I wanted to fit in.
There you go. I coordinated with Michael Lindblad, who was wonderful. Like, I called him at like 11 this morning. I'm like, hey, I have a dumb idea. He was like, okay, like, I'm all ears. Let's do it. And then I laid this whole thing out for him. He'd never seen the meme before. Didn't know what the hell I was talking about. I showed it to him. We did the thing.
He'd never seen the meme before?
No. Lindblad?
Young as Lindblad.
It's not really an age thing. I think it's a... just a personal taste thing.
Lifestyle choice.
It's a lifestyle
personal
choice.
Taste thing.
If anything.
Look,
that doesn't
everyone shot. Has an equal opportunity towards meme.
Yeah, and basing. I had said that we would start it with the intro of the podcast, and then you would hear the explosion, and you go, what was that? And we would start. But the explosion was so quiet that you guys talked over it, and I was like, wait, we need to blow it again. Can you cue explosion again? Blow it up.
No, I just assumed your internet dropped, and I'm glad I didn't care enough to come check, because I almost...
That's usually how it works.
I almost got up and left, but I went, yeah, she'll figure it out. She'll come out here if it's not working.
Oh, I had that same thought, but then it was like, well, if her internet dropped, then how is Michael still here? None of it made sense.
You know what makes perfect sense? My first thought, she closed the surface by accident. That was my thought.
I'm glad there was zero faith in me.
Because she's done it before.
This.
Well,
it's
you've
not
done
like
it.
Lindsay set something up. Lindsay had a plan. It was
I
like, clearly she's a fuck
up. I watched you use the surface before and watched it close. Like, it fell forward.
I can't
and
help
you
if it has a clamshell like mechanism that is part of its design, Michael.
It's in a stand, though.
Okay.
It's sitting in a stand that holds it up. It's because you fiddle, like Eric.
You know what?
You fiddle and you touch.
Yeah.
And you do that. Yeah.
There it goes.
You've ruined this beginning now. Now we're lost.
I don't really know how, like, my
work
pacing
here
is
done?
Off.
There's nothing to follow that.
How do we
segue
from that?
See you later.
Okay, bye. Well, that'll do it for this episode.
That was off topic.
What is this?
Thanks for having me back. I'm glad I could be here for this.
The rhythm feels so weird now.
The rhythm's weird because of what Lindsay just did and also because there's only four of us.
Because there was a second explosion. There you go.
It's back.
Yes.
It's back.
And one of them is
Ryan. Can you give
another
ha ha ha, please?
Also, that cat.
All your base are belong to us.
Oh, there's no Jeremy here, too, which is real weird.
He's usually the go-to. We do 4 to 5, but 4 with Orion is questionable. Ryan really kind of just forgot what the show was as we were loading it up.
Did I? What did I do?
You were like, "Do I need to record video?" We're like, "No, we've never done that.
It's been so long."
That's not true. We did record video originally.
Yes, 3 months ago. I'm just saying, look, it kind of says how long it's been since you've been on. That's why
things change every week on how we do things for every show. So there's no consistency. It's worth asking.
Okay, fair enough.
You're not wrong, and I applaud you for asking questions with your curious mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But okay. There has been
no buts.
Many times.
No buts. Okay. That's the end of the statement.
Okay, cool. To be fair, I asked if there was such a thing as a gravity-less planet yesterday. So
stop,
I guess
you're
any questions
shaking
okay
like
here.
Crazy. You're shaking the whole table.
Because I gesture, Michael. Yeah.
I know, but that's fine. Just don't touch the table.
Passionate about it.
Yeah. Out of frame, I'm doing this. But it's all below the table.
Where did that come from, by the way? The gravity-less planet idea.
We were playing Astroneer
at the time.
Mm-hmm. Just different planets obviously have different like gravitational pulls. I don't know what the measurement for that is, like true. How much gravity they have. So I was like, okay, by definition, no object doesn't have a gravitational pull mm-hmm. attached to it and the planet's on. Therefore, we gravitate in orbit around the sun because it's mm-hmm. pulling us. Therefore, I was like, there can't be a gravitational-less planet or planet without gravity. Like, that's not possible. But how do like gravity fights between planets work? So then we just started talking about gravity fights and how Jupiter is ripping its moon apart, which is very rude.
Badass.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
Asserting dominance is what it's really doing.
No, just because you're the biggest planet. Bullshit.
Ass dominance.
It's got like several little cuck moons that just circle it. Simp moons.
Cuck moons.
For Jupiter. I mean, she is the best senshi. Let's be real. Best sailor scout.
I don't know.
I don't know nothing about those.
I know there's
I'm
moons.
Disgusted.
Too long.
I'm disgusted. You're talking about moon? All of you.
Mm-mm. I get it, but no, that's Sailor Moon was way after or not relevant to my life. I can't remember which.
Let's see, when did Sailor Moon first
you gotta get
come
on
out?
That
it was
Glitter Force.
Early 90s, right? Glitter Force is good too. It's magical
what
girl formula.
What the hell
it's
is
great.
Glitter Force?
It's like Sailor Force? Moon, but not as old.
Well, when there's Glitter Force, Doki Doki. There's
like
so
10.
Many, Alfredo.
You don't
there's
know them
lot.
All.
Don't
so
pretend
like
Power
they went on to have a literature club.
It's kind of like
did
Power
have
Rangers,
literature
yeah.
club.
Oh, okay.
It's all kind of the same shit. What is
we're
it called? What's the
stuff.
Genre?
Magical Girl?
Anime?
No, Magical
well, it's anime,
Girl.
But anime is an art form, I would argue, Ryan.
No, that's what it is. Right? Magical Girl. That's like the Sailor mm-hmm. Scout. You know, there's like a team of them, which is essentially Power Rangers. I would also classify Power Rangers as Magical Girl, if that's what we're calling it. So it's like a team of generally teenagers, and they get some thing that lets them transform, whether it be a suit or an outfit, and they got superpowers, and there's usually aliens and shit.
Power Rangers is Magical Girl elements mixed with 90s live action fight show / sitcom mecha show.
They never got that's awkwardly naked when they became a Power Ranger, though.
Yeah.
No,
the big thing with Sailor Moon
was
like,
yeah.
What?
There's no way to prove that.
They did, but they were like all
like covered up.
Well, they weren't
like,
even covered
was
up.
Like,
it,
yeah,
was
it was like
silhouettes.
Silhouette.
It was silhouettes. Yeah. That's what it was.
And I was like, you know, whoa, I'm a Gryffindor. Don't you take that away from me.
No, you are a Gryffindor okay. for sure.
Gryffindor,
you're
I caught the snitch.
You're a wet Gryffindor covered in water.
I'm covered in water. Not by choice.
What traits do you feel?
No, it was by choice. You
embody
a cup
Gryffindor
on your
in you, sir.
I was burning hot. I had to put my flames out.
Yeah,
what
but if you were fire, you wouldn't have been hot. Do you see? That would
exactly
be normal.
Exactly.
No,
thank
could,
you.
I felt
thank
the you. Heat. Control it. You know,
the fact you
like,
felt the heat means it's not
you
natural.
You sought out water mm-hmm. to reach mm-hmm. equilibrium and
no.
comfort.
Now she's making sense.
No, I was feeling the heat because like I haven't. My powers just came out, you know. At 31, my powers were like, now's
you
the
sound
time.
Like you feel
and then
the
it
traitor.
Was like, you know, it was growing inside me. I was about
there,
to flame
I posted
on.
The link in chat if anybody else wants to figure out what kind of bender they are, according to this.
I was
quiz.
About to flame
everyone,
on and then I put myself out.
Everyone is screaming that metal bending was in the original. Toph invented
that's what
metal
I thought.
Bending.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not crazy.
She did invent it. I just didn't know if she did it after.
She's awesome. She's the best character, in my opinion. That's
so, what's the advanced air bending?
Super air. Helium. I don't know if they have one.
That's a good question. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but they got Alfredo's the balls right, like, they different can float on.
Elements.
So.
Different what types of air? What do you got?
Yeah, helium.
I feel like you've got all these other hot, halfway, like blood bending, metal bending, then there's lava bending, and then you got like, the air nomads,
know,
and they're
man.
Just over there huffing blood.
I mean, there's a reason they got
they
wiped
vape,
out.
Vape bending.
That's true. They didn't win. No, didn't. There was a whole thing where Aang's teacher was always like super, you know, don't kill anybody. It's all, you know, peace and love. And then they like wiped out dozens of people in the Fire Nation when they came for his temple.
I mean, but they came for his protection.
Home,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. But justified.
Did he kill him or did he just like knock him out?
Right. Yeah. We don't know. Did they faint? Like Pokemon?
Well, there's a bunch of bodies in a room with him.
They're sleeping, probably.
Yeah.
Just like the younglings. They're taking a nap.
They're skeletons.
They'll be fine.
Everybody's dead. Everybody's dead in the room for long dead.
Have snacks after they wake up.
110 years dead.
Alfredo, I was asking you, what traits do you feel you embody in a stereotypical Gryffindor as you wipe your chin?
Courage and the power of love.
Okay.
That second one. Everyone's saying advanced airbending is flying.
Oh, okay. So yeah. No, like, that makes
they
sense.
They all do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is still. I mean, I guess without the glider. I imagine that's what they're saying. He can just fly.
He used to make that little ball and just hold on to
it. Yeah, but that's just floating on a ball. That ain't flying.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Just roll around.
What's the Breath of the Wild thing you get where you can just like make a tornado appear and travel after you beat the first Saint Beast?
Yeah, it was in that jar.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. Same concept.
Jar of air.
Yeah, the jar of air. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Gryffindors are loud and obnoxious.
But yes.
And they only succeed because of nepotism.
Wow.
I said it. That's
Hold
right.
On. Hold on.
Here's the thing about Lies. Gryffindors. Winners win.
Maybe I'm just a jaded Slytherin here, but
yeah, a loser.
Well, now I know why you're saying all these things.
Exactly.
A Slytherin. It
you're
makes
a monster.
Sense now.
Yeah.
Apparently you got I'm the a Ravenclaw, so I just administer the like, test, no so I don't really care.
The thing, and you said about flying, is like, okay, cool, you can fly, maybe just like whatever, but like you said, everybody can fucking fly.
Yeah, firebenders
can
fly.
You shoot water streams, or they surf on the water. You can essentially, it's like, okay, you're not flying, you're surfing. If you're going through the air, okay, you're air surfing, you know, or you're shooting fire from your hands. Or again, if it's like, look, a mountain, I'm just going to shoot this earth out hundreds of feet and I'm just going to sit on top of it. Like basically everybody can fly. So
earthbenders just throw themselves with rocks.
Yeah. They do. Well, same with firebenders.
They might as well be like,
yeah.
I mean, somehow landing, they don't go splat.
Someone in chat said that a specialty of airbending could be vacuum. And I don't know if this is canon or not.
Yeah, they're saying
you can reverse
the wind,
your
airflow. Like, suck the air out of people.
Yeah. That's
astral projection is a thing that they can do, though. That is a thing.
That's still
but it's still not also just
the
like
sucking.
an improvement. Like, like everything else is different, you know, to go from earth to like lava or fire to lightning. Mm-hmm. Air just doesn't have that. You're just kind of limited by the element. I don't know what.
True.
There's like what's
mixed
a super
with?
Air? Yeah, like oh, you never thought of this.
I don't know.
You said water is like oh, there's blood in your body, like it's like a liquid. You can bend blood. That's cool.
Also, someone in chat is saying it's crazy to hear a Slytherin complain about nepotism. My father will be hearing about this.
Yeah,
I hope you know. Thank you.
Oh, just dripping.
The levitation. Levitation
that's how water
just isn't.
Works.
That's just air. That's just air pushing up. I guess you could argue, though, that blood bending is just water
moving
in the body.
Yeah.
Wait, so is blood bending a thing?
Yeah, we keep saying
again,
it.
We're getting very spoilery, but yes.
That's in the. It's not. I mean, the show's 20 years old.
I'm
but it just
spoiled.
Got out on Netflix again. Some people might be rediscovering it.
Yeah. I don't care.
So, wait, did you just like. Take the blood out of their bodies, or
they
manipulate the blood in your body.
Like, well,
they can
just
manipulate the blood so they can literally control your body because they can move the blood in
your
body.
Think like Magneto with Wolverine. Same
deal. What questions did I have to answer to get that power?
That's what we were trying to give you, and you were screaming, "No, I'm not a waterbender. I'm a firebender."
Oh, is that what waterbenders do?
Yeah.
Oh shit! Not
Fredo,
so fire.
The good
Airbenders
ones.
Can- airbenders can enter the spirit world, says chat.
I mean, they all can.
What a weird departure. It's like metal or earthbenders can just do special earth pieces. Waterbenders can do special water. Firebenders can do a special energy type. And the airbenders can just become mages of the sky.
The increased airbender thing is they can take really good naps. That's what it is.
Super naps.
Because they have really good airflow while they're sleeping. They never snore.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
That's good. I would take that
right now. I had surgery for that.
I'm on board now.
They don't need like
airflow.
Airflow.
Yep.
Sounds amazing.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. I thought about that before.
They sleep with their mouth closed. It's just all nostril, 100% airflow through their nostrils.
Like after having my surgery, they're like, your voice might change a little bit just as a heads up because you have more airflow. And I was like, ooh, as a voice actor, like that's a little concerning. I hope it's not too much. Obviously not. I sound pretty much the same.
Exactly the same.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if that's happened to anyone where they just sound totally different or if anyone experienced that. Like I've heard tales of kids experiencing that with like tonsillitis. They got their tonsils removed and they sound totally different than they used to. And not in the raspy sense. Like vocal range has changed because you no longer have an obstruction in your throat.
Oh.
Good, man. Makes sense.
I need to go get that done.
Yeah?
Just for fun?
What would really sound
like?
No,
I feel like I'm in a constant state of congestion, so that might help.
Oh. Just get your tonsils taken out?
No.
He comes back, he's like, hello, I'm Alfredo.
That's why I was confused. I thought you were saying you should go get your tonsils taken out. And that's why I was just like, well, weird. People don't usually walk in and go, I want them gone. Are they bothering you? Nope.
No.
Just take them out.
I don't like them. I don't like the sound of them.
They're not doing anything.
Purely an aesthetic choice. Yeah.
They're doing nothing. Nothing for me. Get them out of here. Do that.
And then you keep them in a jar.
Yeah.
Save them.
And then I burn them with my fire.
Yup, sure.
No,
you fry them.
Drown them in
your
water.
Oh, yeah, I can do lightning now, too. Man, I discovered I can do so
many.
You forgot what you can do.
Today, I discovered I could do so many things. Look, it's day one of me being a firebender, okay?
Yeah.
give me some time.
Forgive my ignorance. It's Street Fighter, right? Where the dude has the classic straw hat and he goes, and shoots.
Nope.
Lightning? No. Oh, no. What was it?
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, there
that's
we
Raiden.
Go. Okay.
Yeah.
Was he the original lightning bender?
I'm going to say no.